The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings. When your relapsing multiple sclerosis begins to change, how you treat it should change too. Think beyond relapses and choose a treatment that can help delay disability progression. Find out more at changesinrms.com.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading flash briefings for multiple sclerosis. Here's an article by Teresa Carvello. Landos, Johns Hopkins, partner to advance potential MS oral therapy. Landos Biopharma has entered into a research partnership with Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine, focused on advancing LABP-66 as a potential oral once-daily therapy for multiple sclerosis and other disorders, the company announced. LABP-66 is a lab-made molecule that activates NLRX1, a receptor that is key in regulating central nervous system inflammation and preventing autoimmunity, both features of MS. A Phase 1 clinical trial in healthy volunteers showed that NX13, a molecule also designed by Landos Biopharma to activate NLRX1, showed safety and tolerability across multiple doses, the company reported in a March release. Landos is planning to request permission to bring LABP-66 into a clinical trial next year, evaluating its role in treating autoimmune diseases and the importance of the NLRX1 pathway in the control of immune cells. Similar to our pioneering work on the NLRX1 pathway in autoimmune diseases and the recent positive de-risking results for NX13, our lead NLRX1 agonist for ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease, we are excited to further investigate the translatability of these groundbreaking scientific discoveries in treating CNS diseases and look forward to advancing LABP-66 into clinical testing. Basaganya Riera, PhD, Chairman, President, and CEO of Landos, said in a press release, LABP-66 acts on the NLRX1 pathway in the CNS, and in preclinical work has shown positive results on both inflammatory cells and brain cells, the company reported. The therapy is thought to protect neurons from oxidative stress, an imbalance in the production of harmful molecules that can lead to cell damage and death, and ease inflammation in the CNS. Company research complements that of Peter Calabrese, MD, director of the Multiple Sclerosis Center and a professor of neurology at the Hopkins School of Medicine. Calabrese will lead this research effort to further validate the NLRX1 pathway in MS, which is being funded by the National Institute of Health. We are honored to collaborate with Dr. Calabrese to continue research on the NLRX1 pathway with the goal of developing disease-modifying precision therapies in central nervous system disorders, including MS, Basaganya Riera said. LABP-66 is currently in studies to assess its potential toxicity risks and to estimate starting doses for clinical trials, called Investigational New Drug or IND-enabling studies, and required for such trials. Landos reported that this work to date shows that oral treatment with LABP-66 can reduce markers of inflammation, brain cell damage, and disease activity scores. In addition to MS, LABP-66 is also being investigated as a potential therapy for Alzheimer's disease.
You always do what you can to keep your relapsing multiple sclerosis in check. But if your relapsing MS is starting to change, it can affect your mind and body in new and different ways. So it's important to choose a treatment that goes beyond relapses. One that can help you stay ahead of disability progression. Take charge of your relapsing multiple sclerosis. Learn more at changesinrms.com.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading the column by Jennifer Powell, Silver Linings. Are you prepared for a fall? I sit amid the flood of carpet stain remover. My left leg is elongated as my right leg is at a jackknife. The cool of the fluid penetrates my sweats. Shock dissipates into pain. I try to move, but pain sears down my tailbone. I sit in the dark in my tiny laundry room. My head rests on the rim of the washing machine. I catch my reflection in time to watch a tear fall from my eye. Falling with MS. I fall more than I care to admit. I rarely hurt myself unless you count a bruised ego. Given the frequency, one fall isn't bad, but it isn't good either. A fall is a fall. If they occur regularly, it is time for a change. Writing in MS Focus magazine, neurologist Michelle H. Cameron, MD, PT, noted that most of her patients have balance issues and fall and injure themselves often. About half of those with MS have fallen once in the past 6 months, and one-third have fallen several times each month during the period, she wrote. More than half of people with MS have been injured during a fall, she added. This is a frightening reality that is all too familiar for me. The fall is only the beginning. I frequently use the jacuzzi for short durations. The heat quells some of the more severe bone pain in my legs. Our rule is that I only take them when my husband is within earshot. I shuffle when I'm tired. My foot drop is ardently difficult. I swing it to create momentum. In the dark, I follow our brick path to the jacuzzi. I know this path by heart. With only the moon for light, I do not see the 2x4 that juts out from the lounge chair. The wood meets my metatarsal bones with force. With my towel on the path, I lie naked on the lounge. I am suddenly grateful for our house rule. My fifth metatarsal did not heal. I endured a painful surgery, bone graft, and weeks of immobility instead. This surgery and recovery did not have to happen. Know your MS. My MS is different than yours. The way my disease presents is unique. My gait and balance are affected by the location of my lesions. When I'm tired, both issues are worse. I frequently stub my toe, bump into things, stagger, and sometimes fall. I know this and prepare the best I can. I carry a portable cane and cooling towel. I utilize my handicapped placard to minimize the distance I walk. I wear shoes that are conducive to my needs. I meet my needs the best I can. Some of the medications I take affect mobility. Even when I feel stable, I respect that my body may not be. Pain medications and muscle relaxers lessen my stability. I do not use the stairs after I've taken medication. I do my best to stay in bed. I prepare my nightstand with water, an iPad, my cell phone cord, books, glasses, and anything else. Do your best. Even the best laid plans can fail, hence my recent fall. But as with life, it's not how many times you fall, but how many times you get up. And I always get up.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.